is Employers Insurance Warsaw, Mr. Canuti.
May it please the court, I'm Robert Canuti, and I'm here on behalf of El Banco de Seguros del Estado. This is an appeal from a district court sanctioning Banco for failing to post a letter of credit to secure payment of amounts awarded by an arbitration panel in 1995, all of which amounts have been paid in full, as well as interest and attorney's fees.
Now, Mr. Canuti, could you answer a sort of bottom line question for me? Because you've challenged the line of credit numerous times in the district court. Could you have appealed any of the court's numerous orders earlier? Would there have been a way to do that?
The first, and I think this goes to the crux of what Wausau has been contending. We've had our chance, and we've waived it. The point is, when you look at the record, and I'm talking in particular the record between July 1998 and January 5, 1999, which was the date of the district court order confirming the judgment of the arbitration panel, you will see nothing in the record before the district court indicating in any way that this letter of credit was to be construed as Wausau has contended after January 5, 1999.
But look, if there was an ambiguity in the arbitrator's award, you could have sought clarification back 8 years ago, right?
If there were understood to be an ambiguity in the award.
Understood. If you thought there was an ambiguity, the arbitration award required the posting of letter of credit, didn't it?
It required the posting of letter of credit for a particular purpose. The arbitrator's award.
It required that there be a letter of credit posted. Now, if you thought it was just, contingent and conditional and so on, you should have asked that. Look, this is ridiculous. You can't go on litigating an arbitration award for 8 years. It's just ridiculous. There's no common sense here.
Your Honor, I don't believe we've been litigating this for 8 years because under our understanding of the arbitration award.
Your understanding apparently was wrong.
Well, I believe
that it's too late.
Your Honor, the arbitration award was construed by the State Court of Wisconsin about a month after the arbitration award was entered. And in that construction of the arbitration panel's award, the court stated that the purpose of the letter of credit.
The award said at the expiration of 45 days, et cetera, et cetera, you'll provide a letter of credit, $9 million. I just said that. Now, if you didn't want to do that, you go back to the arbitrators, say they made a mistake, and that's the way to handle this. That's the purpose of arbitration. The purpose of arbitration is not to set off 8 years of litigation.
You know, I don't think that it was understood by anyone that there was an ambiguity in the award, and I think the reason for the misunderstanding.
There's no ambiguity. It says post a letter of credit, and you didn't post a letter of credit.
And the letter of credit was.
If you weren't going to post the letter of credit, you should have told the arbitrators.
The arbitration award required that the letter of credit be posted for purposes of securing the payment of the award. This is what the Wisconsin Circuit Court said was the purpose of the.
That's
letter
the purpose,
of credit.
And you should have gone to the arbitrators and said, "Well, this the money has been paid. Actually, it's still unclear whether you have paid everything, right? There's still some $16,000 in dispute."
No, I believe that has been paid, and that's recited in our reply.
And when was that paid?
That was paid about a year ago.
Well, that's too late.
The reason for
that. You're complaining about this arbitration award on the ground that it was just a secure payment of ultimate liability, but that ultimate liability wasn't satisfied until a year ago. And in all that interim period, you should have posted this letter of credit.
Posting a letter of credit requires an understanding of exactly what the terms and conditions of the letter of credit would be. According to the order of the Wisconsin State Court entered a month after the arbitration award was entered, the purpose of the award was to secure the payment of the amounts due under paragraphs 2 and 3 of the judgment order.
And it wasn't paid, you just said, until a year ago.
At the point that Wausau became aware, at the point that Bonco became aware of the arbitration award and was engaged in proceedings to either vacate the award or suffer confirmation of the award, there was no issue presented as to what was the meaning of the letter of credit provision. Indeed, the letter of credit provision at that point appeared to relate to securing payment of other...
You see the folly of it? You could have gotten away originally for $180,000, was it? And then you end up paying $1.5 million. Now you're going to have to pay much more just because of kind of mindless stubbornness.
Well, I disagree.
Do your clients know what's going on here?
Absolutely.
The Uruguayan government is determined to pay more and more and more?
They're not determined to pay more. They're determined to pay their share, and that's what they've been attempting to do, is establish what their share of liability is under the arbitration award. And they have been willing to pay that amount and have attempted to negotiate that amount with Wausau, including negotiations that began with the entry of the order confirming the award.
The government of Uruguay, it certainly can post a $9 million letter of credit. Now, you could have posted the letter of credit and then argued about, getting it back, getting it rescinded, not letting them apply it to future obligations and so on. You could have done all that, and then you would have saved yourself millions.
I think that the letter of
credit... Why didn't you post the letter of credit, then argue about whether the terms of it had been satisfied, and therefore it would be discharged, or whatever you do when a letter of credit has served its purpose?
The letter of credit obligation, as defined by Wausau, would be to post a clear, unconditional, irrevocable letter of credit. Their contention was that this letter of credit for $9 million could be drawn down immediately.
So why didn't you post a revocable one, right? Post one that consisted with your understanding of the arbitration award. Say $9 million, posting this, and it's good only until, the liability is satisfied.
The problem with posting a letter of credit of that nature is a very practical one. One, it involves $9 million that would have to be presented to a bank.
Look, this is the government of Uruguay. What does it matter whether it has $9 million in the bank or $9 million in a letter of credit?
Well, I think it does matter. The other question is...
It doesn't matter. Why does it matter?
Why does it matter? Because $9 million is a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, but they're not losing the $9 million. It's just being posted. It's like a bond. It's to be posted, and you'd say in your letter of credit, this is to be posted until the liability is satisfied. Now it'd be in a few days or something like that, and then it's revoked by its terms.
Well,
it wouldn't cost Uruguay anything.
Well, I think it would cost them. I think it would cost them $9 million because their understanding, based on what Wausau was saying, was that
why do you have to accept what Wausau says?
This was the only alternative that was presented to us: posting a clean letter of credit to which we are going to have the right to draw down immediately $10 million or $9 million.
The arbitration decision didn't say post the letter of credit in the language that they're suggesting.
That's right.
And why couldn't you post it then in language that you thought appropriate?
Because posting the letter of credit in the language that we thought appropriate would not comport with the request that was being made.
How do you know that?
Because we had the request from Wausau as to the terms and conditions of the letter of credit.
They don't determine. You've got a judge involved in this.
The judge in this case was telling us that we had to post a letter of credit without defining what the terms were. To post a letter of credit without defining what the terms were would put us in a situation where we had no idea whether we were complying or not complying with the
you're
order.
You're not tracking Judge Kaney's question. Since the arbitration award didn't state what precise terms had to be the letter of credit, you could have put in whatever terms you thought complied, and if they objected, said this didn't satisfy the arbitration award, then you'd go back to the arbitrators.
I think the problem is that you could have sought to modify the agreement within the 3-month period after it was issued, but you believe that that the agreement didn't need to be modified because it was being misinterpreted by Wausau.
That's true, although we didn't know about the award within 3 months, and it wasn't until several years, indeed till after January of 1999, that Bonco understood what it was that was being confronted with this letter of credit demand. I believe my time is up.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Knutty. Mr. Muldowney?
May it please the court. 5 years ago today, January 5, 1999, District Judge Crabb confirmed the original arbitration award in this manner. Now we're here in front of yet another court arguing about what that arbitration award and her confirming judgment means. This 5-year anniversary is really no cause for celebration. It's the just the opposite of so.
Well, you know, you've argued that Banco has repeatedly presented the same argument to the district court, but the only time that it was presented to this court, it was dismissed for lack of jurisdiction because there was no final judgment. I think the question is, could Banco have appealed earlier to this court, the district court's interpretation of the line of credit provision?
Well, they could, Your Honor. Banco proceeded in front of the district court before Judge Crabb, but at the same time it proceeded in a separate case in the Southern District of New York. That Southern District case eventually was transferred back to Judge Crabb, and after she issued her order of September 13th, clarifying for Banco what the letter of credit requirement meant, Banco proceeded in that separate transferred action that had come before Judge Crabb as well, and it argued again, and it argued at a time when it had paid most but not all of the monetary aspects of the award. It argued at that point in time that it should be relieved from posting the letter of credit. Judge Crabb decided otherwise. She considered the arguments, she considered all the evidence that Banco presented, and she made a ruling in April of 2002, which Banco never appealed. They could have appealed that ruling if they felt that there was some wrong there. And that's part of our contention, and I think that's part of Judge Crabb's decision in this case to sanction Banco. By the time of the sanctions hearing, Banco had presented the letter of credit issue and the award to the district court on these two separate occasions, first in August and in September of 2001. Once they were ruled against at that time, they went ahead and they continued pressing the same argument. Meanwhile, they paid part of what was owing under the award. But clearly, if they thought that they had an issue about how that letter of credit was to be framed, what it should secure, and so forth, Judge Crabb made it clear to them that they should present that issue in court, and she'd consider it, but first that letter of credit be posted. I think the court has put on the table here something that's critical to the analysis. This arbitration award back in 99, actually the award was much earlier, the judgment confirming it was in 99, it followed years of litigation with the retrocessionaires, who were the reinsurers under these excess reinsurance treaties. And by the time the panel issued that award, they were prepared to put some very stiff penalties in the award and to provide some security to the party that won. And the party that won, obviously, was Wausau. And part of those penalties are this letter of credit.
Mr. Muldowney, help me out here. The arbitration award doesn't declare that only those who pay within 45 days obtain a release. What it says is this: each reinsurer tendering its share under each of the above contracts shall receive a full and final release from employers for all products, bodily injury losses arising from asbestosis-related claims under such contract. The 45-day provision appears after that, and it imposes three unrelated penalties for the delay. Given that all who pay their share obtain a release, what is left for which the line of credit could be used?
It's our interpretation, Judge, that when the arbitrators looked at this, they created two groupings of reinsurers. Those that paid and paid promptly were entitled to a release, and those that didn't pay were to suffer what this court has called stiff penalties in its past decision. Let me take it a step farther. The issues before the arbitrators were whether or not these bodily injury, asbestos-related claims were covered under the treaties in question. And those claims have continued to mature over the years since the entry of that award. And it's our position that what the arbitrators did is they said the letter of credit should stand as security for those claims that would continue to accrue under those treaties. And anybody who made the choice not to pay within that prompt 45-day period, they would suffer that continuing liability. That's the position that we put before Judge Crabb. It's the position I believe she agreed with in this sense, because she wouldn't have required them to continue to post this letter of credit if she believed that they were
related. Does that mean you have continuing relations with Banco, or continuing claims against them?
Unfortunately, we do. And
so you want the letter of credit in order to make sure that you get paid on these current claims?
And I think...
They of course, is that correct?
That's correct.
Now they disagree. They don't think the... Did they have an opportunity to argue their interpretation of the arbitration of the letter of credit as having a more limited purpose?
On two occasions. First in August of 2001, before Judge Crabb's first order, and then later in March of 2002, before her order in the New York action transferred to her. But I think the point is, the letter of credit was given a very sensible interpretation by Judge Crabb. If you were to treat that letter of credit as simply securing the monetary amounts put in the award, it wouldn't be a penalty at all. That's what Banco would have this court believe.
But she has left that issue open. She hasn't decided it. You make that inference because she's requiring the bond to be posted.
But I think she's fulfilling the purpose of the arbitration award at that point, because even if Banco is right...
Because the arbitration award didn't indicate either the interpretation you're giving or that Banco's giving.
I would agree that the award doesn't come clearly to say that, but I think the point is Banco has said over and over again that there's no ambiguity in the requirement that they post a $9 million letter of credit. And the court here has said the same thing. Put up the letter of credit and then argue about what's appropriate or not.
Are you saying that the obligation is far greater than the $181,319 at this stage?
It is. It continues to grow by year. If this court's well aware of the asbestos.
Okay.
These are claims that have a very long tail of exposure, and they continue to mature over the years. And I think the concept of the arbitrators in this award was to say, those who come in and to pay promptly, because there had been a history of delay with these reinsurers.
Can you put your finger on a number for us? I mean, in other words, I guess I was laboring under the delusion that, you know, we've got a $9 million open-ended line of credit for a $181,319 obligation.
How much do you claim they owe you now or will owe you in the future? Do you have, I think that's Judge Rovner's question. Do you have a number?
You know, I don't have a figure with me today.
Give us a ballpark, because I think this is very important.
Our actuaries tell us that even Bonco's share, when run out over the 20 to 30 years that we're looking at these asbestos claims, could more than eclipse the $9 million letter of credit.
But I take it that if we affirmed, then that would require Bonco to post a letter of credit.
That's correct.
So what would it say? Mr. Knutty is concerned it would be irrevocable and unconditional. It would be like giving you $9 million.
Mm-hmm.
It would, Your Honor. But I do believe that...
Could you sell the letter of credit?
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't want to sell the letter of credit at that point, because we do have this continuing relationship with Bonco, and we continue to suffer these claims. And for that reason, we'd want that to stand as security for those claims.
But now, as Judge Caney said, Judge Crabb hasn't actually decided what the scope of the letter of credit should be. So if we affirmed and they post the letter of credit, won't she still have to decide what its scope is?
Well, and I think if you do that, Your Honor, she will. But at that point, the concept of the arbitration award will have been carried out. The security will be in place. If Bonco is right, maybe the entire letter of credit is returned to them and there's no exposure.
Who will determine who's right?
I think Judge Crabb will. I think at this point, Bonco has waived its arbitration rights. It has elected to proceed in court. And Judge Crabb has left that door open. But I do think she believes that the literal term of the arbitration award should be complied with. A $9 million letter of credit should be put in place. And then if Wausau should improperly draw upon it, if there's indeed an ambiguity about...
Well, why wouldn't it make more sense for her to decide? Because they have paid you they've paid you the $181,000, or they've paid you everything, haven't they? So their liabilities are just future.
I think the problem with her deciding that now is inherent in the record before this court. They have chosen to ignore every decision she's made, every decision that the United States courts have made. And so without that security in place, there's no assurance that we won't chase Bonco for another 15, 20 years trying to collect on it.
Well, but they haven't ignored whatever our decision may be.
Not yet.
Well.
My time is up, but I'd...
Well, okay. Thank you, Mr. Mendoza. Mr. Knutty, how much time does he have? 5 minutes? Do you have anything?
I would like to address a question regarding the amount of this sanction. If you look at the period between 1984 and 1995, when the award was entered, you have 11 years of reinsurance billings amounting to a judgment or an award against Bonco of $181,000. That would mean Bonco was being billed at the rate of $16,000 a year. For Bonco to pay its...
You brought it all on yourself.
We may have, but...
Yeah, you brought it on yourself.
And in order for this letter of credit to satisfy Bonco's obligations alone at the rate of $16,000 a year...
You've hassled these people and courts and arbitrators for many, many years. Now you have to be punished.
And I'm addressing what appears to be the amount of the punishment.
This is the government of Uruguay. It doesn't seem to be responsive to mild sanctions.
Your Honor, I believe this isn't a mild sanction. I believe this is a draconian sanction.
Right. You need a draconian because the mild ones haven't worked.
The amount that Wausau asked Bonco to pay would $9 million, would require Bonco to pay over 546 years at a rate of $16,000 a year.
Well, forget that. That's silly.
the...
Yeah, you'll post the... We don't know what the actual significance of the $9 million letter of credit is, right? We don't know.
Well,
your position is that as soon as you post it, you go to Judge Crabb and say, all right, we posted it. You told us to post it. We posted it. But since we have finally paid $181,000 of the sanctions and so on, it should be revoked.
Your Honor.
Isn't that what you're going to do?
Because, yes, and because...
Yes, so then why are you talking about $9 million? It may be zero.
It should be zero because...
Well, maybe it will be zero. You post it, then you go to Judge Crabb and say, okay, here's our proof that, you know, we paid them. And now revoke it. It has no further purpose.
And the problem, Your Honor, is that the arbitration panel...
What's the problem? You go, you post it, and then you tell Judge Crabb, look, this letter of credit has no... You told us to post it, so we're posting it. But it has no further purpose because we have finally paid them. So you should revoke the letter of credit.
I mean, you really haven't had the opportunity, have you, to go before Judge Crabb on what I'll call the merits.
Right, and the fundamental issue being that the arbitration award says that the amount of the award, the contract amount of the award, is the full amount that employers have entitled.
It's too late for you to be fussing about the arbitration award. You have to satisfy Judge Crabb, post the letter of credit, then figure out whether the letter of credit has been, and she'll interpret the arbitration award. And why are you? I don't understand why you're appealing when you could have posted the letter of credit and then argued over its meaning.
Your Honor, I think that the letter of credit, posting a letter of credit, involves three different contracts, and our understanding was that under the reinsurance contract...
You have been told to post it, and you don't even know whether there's any monetary significance to posting it. You may get it back a day later or a month later.
Well, you do know, of course, that Wausau is hoping to get the whole $9 million, if not more. And is that what's terrifying you?
Well, certainly that's terrifying us in view of the fact that the arbitrator said that that's the full liability under the contracts.
But that's the decision Judge Crabb's going to have to make, isn't it?
Judge Crabb or an arbitration panel, we will.
Well, if however that works out. But, I mean, as Judge Posner was discussing now, you're going to have to post a bond and let Judge Crabb make the decision on whether you keep the money or not. You could still appeal that.
Well, we would suggest that that's taking an unnecessary step in this litigation that we think has already gone on too long, and that we could preclude that step by addressing the propriety of the letter of credit today. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you very much to both counsel. Next case for argument is Gay.